last week, and if you missed last week, please do go back onto Spotify. There's podcasts on there now, which where you can listen again, or you can go onto YouTube and you can see again. These, I mean, it's always good to do that, I think, just to listen back if you missed them. But particularly in this season, running up to the joint service with KC, I'm going to be talking about some vision stuff, some value stuff, what it means for you to be part of this church. And Zach's going to be next week talking about another one of our values. But today I'm going to be talking about some of our values that we have. Now, I just want to say right from the beginning, I know there are some people in this church who may be still exploring what it means to follow Jesus. I know that you may be exploring what it means to be part of this church, and I get that. And I hope that what you hear on Sunday mornings in the next few weeks will help you understand what it might mean to say, yes, I'm going to be part of this family, this church family. This is what we're about. So last week, just very briefly, I talked about this. This is our vision statement. And by vision, I mean the destination we're aiming to go to. So in like 2 years' time, 3 years' time, 4 years' time, 5 years' time, we want to get to this place where we see people becoming healthy disciples, healthy followers of Jesus. So that looks like more people knowing Jesus, being saved. And that's where we want to get to. That's why we do what we do. And transforming community. We want to see the communities around us, the communities we're part of, and community in its broadest sense, the workplaces we find ourselves in, the spaces in which we find ourselves, transformed because we are in them. Because we believe that it's not us that does things, it's Him in us. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. And so where we go, He goes. So that's a very short summary. If you want to have that unpacked a bit more, like I say, go back to it. Now, one other thing that is really important, it is not, oh yeah, I like the healthy disciples bit, or I like the transforming community bit, I'll do that bit. That is not an option here. It is both. We go after the full gospel, and the full gospel is people coming to faith and the kingdom of God on earth as in heaven, the transforming of communities, which is why we go after things like poverty, and poverty in its fullness of sense, poverty economically, poverty spiritually, and poverty relationally. We will go after that because in heaven we don't find that. And when we pray the Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come on earth as in heaven, we're actually believing for that. That the things of heaven will come to earth now as we pray that prayer through us. Who knows God's wisdom that He chooses a mixed bunch of us who are struggling in our journey with Him, but He does, and He chooses us to be the ones who are the hope for the world. And so we're going after that, believing that that's what He wants for us. So multiplying healthy disciples, transforming community. That is our destination. And I use the illustration of when you go on a journey, you set where you're going to go. Like if you go, some of us have traveled this summer. I went up to Wensleydale. I needed to know that that's my destination. That's where I wanted at the end of the journey for me to end up. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had anywhere to stay because I would have been in the wrong place. So I set my sat-nav to go to that place that we were going to. That's the vision. That's the destination we want to get to. The journey on the way, the values is how we behave on the way that enables us to get there in one piece. You know, if you've ever been in a car with children or people who maybe think differently to you, you have to understand each other. You have to work well together. How do you behave on the journey? And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. And then the vehicles are the choice of vehicle you use to get you to that place. So if you're going abroad, you can't just go in a car. You have to find another vehicle, unless you've got a submarine car like James Bond used to have. But some of you younger people won't have a clue what I'm talking about. Some of you will. But you need to choose the vehicle appropriately to get you to that place. Okay? I'm not going to talk about vehicles today. I'm talking about values. So, we are going after multiplying healthy disciples. That is our destination. A place where there are healthy followers of Jesus, helping others become healthy followers of Jesus, multiplying, all receiving the blessings and that this brings, and that transforms community. And I talked about Genesis 12 being a key passage for us. God says to Abraham in Genesis 12, I will bless you so that you may be a blessing. We don't come to church just for a bless-up. I'm not interested in a church that is just about people coming because of what they can get from church. I'm interested in a church that is interested in coming to encounter God so that we may be the hope for the world. So that outflowing from who what God does in us is a blessing, is good for the people that we encounter. People should be pleased they live near Christians. People should be pleased they live near a church because the overflow of blessing from that place, from those people, is something that they want to be part of. So the blessed to be a blessing is a key understanding that informs who we are. The things of heaven being realized on earth now. The church living out its faith in Jesus in every aspect of life. So I'm just going to put the next slide up, Nathan, please. We're not going to go through all of this today. This is the big kind of the big picture that we're going to be looking at over the next few Sundays. Last week we talked about the vision, the place we want to get to, multiplying healthy disciples, transforming community. Next few weeks we're talking values. We go together, we're Jesus-centered, and we're for the marginalized. And I will unpack that as we go along. Zach's going to talk about for the marginalized next week. I'm talking about go together today, and then we'll talk about Jesus-centered when we can fit it in. I'm already like shocked at how few Sundays there are before we have to get into Christmas. I know I said the C word, I'm really sorry, Christmas. But we had a meeting last week where we planned Christmas, believe it or not. And we're behind. Tom up at St. Thomas Crooks deliberately posted something to me in the summer saying, look at my team meeting to plan Christmas. Bless him. So these are our values, the way we will behave as we go. Now I know a year ago or 2 years ago, I gave you 6 values. I haven't changed the values. I just don't think they're memorable enough. So I've tried, so it's conflated. So for example, if you remember on the move and in community, this is go together. Well, we go together. So I'll explain that. But I just think it's a lot more memorable if we have 3 rather than 6. So we're going together. And then vehicles, how we get there. And you can see that our main vehicles are communities, temple and table. And by that, I mean temple, what we're doing this morning, and table, inviting people around our homes, hospitality around the table. Okay, and that's just a symbolic image, and we'll explore that in a minute. And connections is, so it's not just limited to communities in a home, it's wherever we find ourselves making connections. But we'll get onto that. So today, values, how we behave on the journey. So go together, we're Jesus-centered, and we're for the marginalized. And I'm going to talk about go together. So go together. Sorry, Nathan, we're firing through these quite quickly. The way we travel together matters. That's really important. If we want to last the course, if we want to get to this place that of multiplying healthy disciples and of transforming community, we need to behave on the way in a manner that enables us to last the course, to get there. To multiply healthy disciples and to transform community, we have to go together. So I'm just going to unpack those 2 words, go and together. First one, go. This is an understanding of who God is, basically. We are a sent people. Mark 16:15, Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. That idea of going into all the world. And then remember John 20:21, he says to his disciples, as the Father sent me, so I send you. And underneath this understanding, if you read the full story, the full narrative of the Bible, you'll see that God is a sending God. He sends people to talk about him, to introduce who he is to them. You think about the prophets throughout the Old Testament. Moses is sent to speak the things of God. Sometimes it's a challenge, often it's a challenge. Often he's speaking truth to power through people. Think of Moses speaking to Pharaoh. But God sends. It's what missio means, the root of missio, sending. It's the very nature of God to be a sending God. He is not a God who stays still. And the reason he is ascending God, the reason he goes, is because it is his nature to draw his people into relationship with him. It's out of his great love for his creation and his people that he sends people. Sending people. And then, of course, the great sending that happened is sending of himself. He sends people, he sends his prophets, and then he sends himself as Jesus, becoming like us so that we may once again know him. The sending God, it is his very nature. And Jesus said to his followers, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. Going is fundamental to being a follower of Jesus. You cannot say, I'm a follower of Jesus, and not, as you read the Bible, hear the challenge and the call to go. And so we as a church will always be seeking to go. We don't go and do the thing that is the latest fad. We don't go because we think that might be a good idea. We go because we read the Bible and we see what God's heart is, and we follow him. I love that Message translation of God so loved the world that he moved into the neighborhood. And we too are called to be people who move into the neighborhood with the good news of Jesus. As he sent himself, so he sends us. Go. And then, together. On that same day, the Lord brought the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their family groups. This is from Exodus. Remember one of the great stories. We sang about it in that song, You Split the Sea, so I could walk right through it. That's alluding to the Exodus narrative. A narrative that has informed the people of God throughout history and still informs us today, that God is a God who sets people free from oppression, from the things that stop them knowing him, and releases them. And that Exodus narrative is so important for understanding that, isn't it? He set them free. But the key thing I want to look at today from that one verse from Exodus 12, which is the story of the people of God being set free, is he set them free out of the land of Egypt by their family groups. And this is this idea that there are that the people of God are made up of all sorts of different people, all sorts of different backgrounds, in a family group. It wasn't just a certain amount of people or a certain group of people who were able to do certain things. They went as a whole group. And I once remember hearing someone talk about this. In fact, I think it was Paul McConaughey talking about it, where he was saying, the people of God, I mean, imagine it, the people of God being set free from Egypt. There'll have been older people, there'll have been younger people, there'll have been people on horseback, there'll have been people walking, there'll have been people who needed to rest a while sometimes and keep going. They moved as fast as they could take everyone with them. There'd have been some people up front, checking things out, making sure things were okay. But they never would have gone off on their own and left those behind and said, I'm not staying with them because they're too slow. They moved as fast as the people, as it would enable them to take the whole family with them. Now, if someone decides they don't want to go and they sit down in the sand, that's another thing. But if people want to go on this journey, we take everyone with us. That's really important. That's really important. Because it means that sometimes some people might be frustrated that we're not going the speed we want to. And some people might be like, why are they always wanting to keep changing and keep going? But that's part of the grace and love that we have as a people of God, as we take each other with us and we travel together. So I want us to have that image of the people of God being set free and it being by their family groups. The mix of people, the range of people that went together. And it isn't to say that everything we do as a follower of Jesus has to be with other people. Of course it doesn't. We're all in different places, aren't we? And sometimes we're on our own inner place. as a follower of Jesus. Maybe it's a workplace, maybe it's school, whatever. But it's that recognition that I will only be able to last the course as a Christian. I will only be able to do the things that God has called me to do if I choose to be part of that group, of a family of God that will encourage me, that will help me be equipped, that will pray for me, that will hear me when I'm struggling, but also the recognition that if I'm in that family group, God's called me for what I can bring, not just for what I can receive. And I want to say that to all of you this morning. If you are part of this church, you are here not just because of what you can receive from this church, but also because of what God has brought you to bring to this church. And without you, we are less the body of Christ that he's calling us to be here at St. Thomas, Philadelphia. The together of being part of NCS is the shared commitment to help each other to reach the destination of multiplying healthy disciples and transforming community. And I said, what do we want NCS to be known for? We want it to be a place where you will find a group of people focused on Jesus, helping each other to follow him and to do the things that he did. A place where you will encounter the presence of God and you will get to help others experience the same. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord. Everyone, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord is welcome on this journey with us together. And we help each other to do that. Galatians 3:28, remember Paul saying, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Everyone, all sorts, all makeups are invited. If your desire is to encounter him, to be transformed by him, and for him to enable you to do the things he did, then come along on the journey. And we'll see how he works it out in us. And we're all at different stages. We all have different things that need to be submitted to him and that he needs to be Lord of. I've got plenty of things in my life that I need to come before him, and I need my church to help me to pursue him and allow him to change me. You will no doubt have things in your life that still need to come under the Lordship of Christ. And you won't do it on your own. We need each other to help each other to pursue him. The non-negotiable is that we are a people that before anything else pursue Jesus together. That is the one line in the sand I would draw. That if you come to this church, if I come to this church, the priority is seeking him, seeking his presence, so that he will do his work in me, in you, so that we will be formed into the people of God that will then be a blessing to the people that we meet. If that's true about us, then I believe his Holy Spirit will be at work in us. His love welcomes us as we are and forms us together into the family here at Philly. And as we follow him as our priority, his love changes us and forms us. He loves us too much to leave us as we are. He loves us too much to leave us as we are. If you think about Jesus, he never went alone. He had times where he was alone with his Father, but even Jesus invited people on the journey with him. His disciples, they did it together. It is the model of God to do that, to draw people into community, to work out his purposes together. Like I say, some people want to go faster, some people want to go slower, and they find the idea of going hard, but the together part of this value is important. It's really, really important. And I think it's particularly important for our church, because sometimes I don't think we've always got that right. How we manage to take everyone with us, how we manage to value everyone in this room, who isn't in this room, who's part of our family at Network Church Sheffield, and the gifts that they bring. I think sometimes we've minimized certain gifts and we've maximized other gifts, and that means in the long run that we don't take everyone with us, and we need to take everyone with us who is wanting to pursue Jesus for us to last the course, for us to get there and to not be a flash in the pan. We want to go there and we want to last the course. There is damage done by the narrative that there is one person at the front, or someone who gets paid to go, or that there's a small group of crack Christians who will go and do the stuff. It neuters about 90% of the body of Christ. That is a phrase from Rich Robinson, from those of you who remember Rich. It neuters about 90% of the body of Christ. Everyone gets to go. Everyone gets to go. Together, we look like Jesus. God brings people to be a part of the Christian community, not just because they will receive, but also because of what they bring. We don't throw people overboard just because they aren't moving at the pace that we would like. And we don't dump people by the side of the road because they are wanting to go faster or in a different direction. Thinking about the analogy of being in a vehicle and traveling somewhere. And we've talked about this over the summer. Ephesians 4, the blueprint for the church, talks about the fivefold ministries. I think throughout the Bible you will see how God gives different giftings, different people to the church. Not so that they can go, look at me, I'm a whatever. But so that that person can be a gift to the body, gift to the church, to enable that to be developed within the whole of the community. It's always about the community. It's always about the fullness of the people of God. It's never about one person being some particular thing. We bring who we are for the benefit of the body. What do you bring to the body? What is God calling you to bring? And if you ever feel like there is something that God has put on your heart that is something that you bring and it's not always seen, and my heart is that it is seen, but I recognize it isn't always, please do, I'm sorry if that's the case, please do make yourself known. Do say, this is what God's put on my heart. This is why I think, what I think I can bring to this church, to this family, how I can serve and how I can be part of it. It's about building the body, not one or two getting to be involved. And it isn't about the size or importance of what we can bring. I know some people, I meet people who go, well, I can't do what you do. I don't want people doing what I do. This is just my calling. And it's nothing special. It's just the thing that God has called me to do. But what God has called you to do is what you need to step into. And however small you think it is or however big you think it is, it is what God has given you. Think about the little boy with his packed lunch feeding the 5,000. John is the only one in the whole four Gospels. It's mentioned in all four Gospels, this miracle. But John is the only one who mentions the little boy. And there's a scene in The Chosen. I love The Chosen, which is a depiction of the Bible. And they use the Bible to inform it, but they add other words in. And I generally think, yes, that probably is what could have been said. But there's a scene where this boy comes before Jesus and says, he gives the fish and the loaves and he says, it isn't much. It isn't much. And Jesus says, yes, but I can do a lot with that. I can do a lot with that. I thought they've captured what it's about. It's not about the size or the smallness or the bigness of what we can bring. It's what he can do. It's always about what he can do, isn't it? Otherwise, we're in trouble. We're genuinely in trouble if it's not about what he can do. You know, so whatever you bring, don't ever say, this isn't enough, or I'm not anything. He's the only one who gets to say anything about us. He's the only one who ever gets to say that what you can bring is what he can do with it. So going together, learning to travel together with our differences and our preferences. This is why the shared destination is so important. If you just get in a car with a group of people that you like to start with and just go around in circles and haven't a clue where you're going, you'll soon fall out and because you have no way to go to. This is why it's really important we know this is where we're trying to get to. We're trying to see more people come to faith. We're trying to see healthy followers of Jesus, not just people who say yes and then that's it. but healthy followers, disciples of Jesus, and we want to see transformed community. And we'll talk about what that looks like. I know there are some of you here going, yes, but what does that look like? I know we will talk about that. But that's our destination, and if we're choosing to follow Jesus into that place, then that's what enables us to have grace and goodwill towards each other, because we've decided that this is what we're going to do together. This is where we're going to go. We go because God goes. He is a missional God. That's why we go. We go because God goes. And he asks us to be, as the Father sent me, so I send you. And we go together because that is what will enable us to go the distance. That is what will enable us to last the course. I want us to build bonfires, not be a match that sparks and fizzes for a few seconds and then goes out. And to build bonfires that are lights that people will be attracted to and come and want to be gathered around, we have to learn to go together. Last week, I said about, I had the image of that man dancing. Some of you will have seen him. And I wanted that to be an image that we just hold in our heads to remind us of the multiplying healthy disciples, that as we seek to do the things of God, people will be attracted to. This week, I want to leave you with two images, which is a match being struck and a bonfire. Because I want us to remember that if we want to be people who go to this place, we have to learn to go together. And that is what will enable us to last the distance. Build bonfires, not be a little match. And we have seen plenty of Christian communities, not least in our church, where there's been great moves, great things happen. And I'm not saying that God didn't use those, but I long for that. I long for the longevity. I long for the let's last the course. Let's build something that lasts. And that is about valuing the people of God together, going together. So let's just see these two little videos. With a bonfire, you need people who can bring the wood. And that's another image, you know, of what we bring will make this bonfire, will make it something that is attractive, that people want to come and sit around and be part of. I love the image of a bonfire being a community thing. If you've ever sat around a bonfire in an evening with a group of friends, it's a lovely thing to do. That's the image I want. And we each bring something to make that be something that other people would like to come in and be around. Maybe those images don't help. They help me. I'm a visual person, so it helps me to have something that just to anchor in some of the things that we've been saying. So my invite to you is, do you believe in the destination? Multiplying healthy disciples, transforming community. Do you want to get to that destination? Do you want to help us as a church to get to that destination? Then if you do, are you prepared to go? Which means change, which means hearing God and going where he's going, not becoming too comfortable in where we're at. And it means going together, which needs the grace of God, because we're all a different group of people, all with different needs. But he will form us into the people of God. And he will bring, he has brought us together to be his people. Not unique church, with the rest of the churches, the wonderful churches in Sheffield. We become the wider body together. But just talking to St. Thomas Philadelphia this morning, I believe he's brought you, he's brought me to this place to be formed into his people, to be blessed, to be a blessing. Are you committed to that? If you are, then begin asking, what have you brought me here for, God? What can I bring? How can I serve this? How can I help build the bonfire so that others will want to come and sit round it and benefit from its warmth and benefit from its community? Commit to going together. Together looking like him, helping each other to run the race, to experience his presence, to become like him, so that we can see his kingdom come on earth, people saved, multiplying healthy disciples, and community transformed. Okay, let's pray. Can I invite you to stand? I'm not going to invite people to respond in any other way, except please now in your heart, just be speaking to God and just be settling in your heart. Is this what you want to be a part of? And be seeking God for how he wants you to be a part of it. Some of you, many of us already are. I'm not saying for one minute that there aren't people who haven't said this, but it is good for us to come to a point and just recalibrate, reflect on who we are and what we're doing. And that's what we're doing this morning. So Father God, as we once more turn our eyes to you, as we've chosen to do that this morning, we acknowledge that we are only church, we are only your body because of what you do in and through us. It's you that does a work in us and through us. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you that you loved us so much that you became one of us so that we could know you. And Lord, we want to be a church that above anything else, when people are asked who we are, we want to be a church where people say, oh, they know Jesus. Their priority is knowing you and following you together. And people can come and join in with that. So Lord, we pray that in your mercy, you would form with us into the people that you're calling us to be. Help us to know what our individual parts are to serve this wider body. And we pray, Lord, that we would see people come to know you. We long to see people come into relationship with you and know the love that you have shown us. So, Lord, whatever it takes to make us into a people that are blessed so that we are a blessing to others, would you do that in us, Lord? And we say yes to you this morning. Amen.